The old man?
She doesn't do that. Now, some women do that, maybe.
Yeah. A woman who's lost her husband is a
widow.
What if her husband had just run away, she'd be a what?
What would she be?
Yeah. Grass widow, you ever heard? Okay.
I've heard of it, but I've never called one.
Did you have names for your mom and dad, or?
Nicknames?
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. The only thing I'd call them is daddy or mama. As far as calling something else, you didn't do that. You call them daddy or mama.
Yeah.
Yes or no for stuff, you know?
Yeah. Did you know your grandparents?
No, just my grandmother on my mother's side.
Yeah, right. That's right. Okay, you didn't know either your grandparents on your father's side?
No, they died when he was young.
Where were they from?
They were from Crowley, Louisiana, I believe.
Okay. I forgot to get that, didn't I?
They moved here when my daddy was real, real young. I'd say he'd been around 3 years old, something like that. Because my daddy told me that his daddy now made mattresses at a mattress shop. That's how he made a living.
Yeah. Your daddy, can you tell me when he was coming up, what sort of... Did he get a very good
education?
Yeah.
I don't think he went all the way. Yes, he did. He went all the way through school. He sure did. Even though he had to work with his daddy. Yes, he did. Because he played, I remember some old pictures he showed me him in the football team in high school.
Yeah.
That's when they didn't even use pads.
Okay. And your mother? Do you remember?
Yeah, I've seen some old pictures of her. She went all the way through school, and she was a cheerleader in Fort Natchez. Yeah, she was the drum majorette. She was the head of the band. In other words, she directed or whatever you call it on parade.
Yeah. Now, your mother always, did she ever work, or she always raised you up?
My daddy, I don't think he believed in a wife working, and I don't either. The only time she worked, I would say, was when she helped her mother out at that cafeteria that she owned, my grandmother owned. But as far as work, I don't think my daddy believed in it, and I really don't believe in it now myself. I think the woman's place is at home.
Yeah. Woman should always be home.
At home, yeah. Yeah. Well, she can, they get bored at home, they can go visit or something,
Yeah.
They go stir crazy around the house all the time, just like I would, weekends come along now, I like to do my yard mowing and all that during the week and in the evenings, and then weekends come along, I like to get out. And I'm sure my wife does too. We all go do things together. She hunts. We practice shooting all the time. She's pretty good 22 shooter. She can squirrel that tree too.
Is she from here?
Yeah, she's from Neyland. And she wasn't raised that way, but she falls right into the pattern with me pretty good. She enjoys the outdoors, and I'm an outdoorsman. My kids are.
Yeah.
I'll take my little kids one at a time with me squirrel hunting or fishing. They all go with me fishing. Never leave me home. I don't enjoy myself unless I have my family in the woods or fishing with me myself.
Did you have a name you were known by in the family or anything like that when you were coming up?
No, I was just called Craig.
Oh,
is what my daddy always said. He wouldn't just say Craig. So Craig, come here or something, yeah.
If your daddy needed, say, a hammer in the house, he'd say,